My name is Dr. Raymond Tsai. I serve as a CTO of AvePoint. And Mike?
I'm Mike McLean. I'm a senior program manager on the Microsoft Project team. I've worked on Project Online and Planner most recently.
Now, before we kind of jump into it, quick question. What do you think, first of all, PMPs in the house? Not PIMPs, PMPs? All right, great. Remember when you took that exam? Inputs, tools, outputs. In the tool sections, there's always this thing called PMIS. I knew you forgot about it after you took the test. No? But PMI did this survey around the world. Project managers, what's the number one tool you can't live without? This was a formal survey across 10, 20, 30,000 people. You came back. What do you think the number one tool is? No, Excel is number two. What's number one? Come on. Think about your world. What can't you live without to manage projects? No, SharePoint's not even top 10. Visio's not, Project's not top five. Email, Outlook, ding, 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 ding. No, we're better than that. Really? Where's that latest status report? Let me check my email. Where's that budget?
Okay. Let me check my email. I can go around the podium, right?
Where's that proposal? Let me check my email. Come on, guys. You got iPhone 7 and you're using a 1973 freaking technology? You could do better. And that's why we're here today, right, Mike?
That's right.
What we're going to do today is, you know, we're not going to tell you to stop email. Email is awesome. There's always a place for email. But we know the reality of project management today. I mean, Mike, you run a team pretty much. And I'm sure all these things you deal with, little things, right? Like, everybody's using different tools. Mm-hmm. In fact, your team, what do you guys use for project management?
Shoot, man, if you name it, we probably use it, right?
Yeah.
We use Project, we use Planner, use SharePoint.
And I'm sure some of you guys, Basecamp, Asana, Box, Dropbox,
yeah.
Run DMC.
Slack, maybe.
Slack.
Is that out there?
Yeah, hopefully no Slackers in the house. Okay, so that's an issue. Another issue we're dealing with is this, what's everybody working on? You guys play that Tuesday resource management game. You get all the line managers in, pull up Excel. It's kind of like a Frogger, you know, oh, let's look at who's doing what and let's move this. And you do that game, see how much more work you can take.
Yeah.
Reporting. Every Thursday back in the day, I had to create this nice PowerPoint for my boss because I was a project manager. Just to say what the status of the project is. And then when I show it to my boss, he's like, well, let's not do that. Well, boss, this report is actually 3 weeks old. You want to make decision on it, it's kind of late. Y'all with me? So, the good news is, especially in the world of Microsoft, with all these phenomenal investments, not only on-prem, certainly in the cloud as well, there is an option for everybody. With Microsoft, when you think project management, certainly a lot of you are thinking Microsoft Project. It's an important part of the tool set, but it's not just Microsoft Project. And today what we're gonna do is kinda show you what's out there, because we wanna admit it or not, today we're all project managers, right? Some of us, we're accidental project managers. Well, Dux, what are you talking about? I'm a sales guy, I'm a marketing guy, but you're working on a project. And Microsoft Project's too much. I get that. So we're going to cover when you should use what. And the beauty of this is you're not now limited to what kind of platform you have to use, what kind of device you want to use. And maybe, Mike, you want to talk about what Microsoft brings to the table these days.
Sure. I think when you look at the different products that Microsoft has to offer, it's a pretty wide variety, right? How many people use more than one product to manage their projects today? And their company, right? Okay. Like Duck said, we have email, we have Excel, we have Project Online for more complicated enterprise projects. And at Microsoft, we know it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. We have a lot of different products depending on the needs and the scenarios that you're trying to address, right? So this visualization here just kind of outlines the fact that the tool that's most applicable to your scenario really depends on both the size of team that you're working with and the level of complexity of your project. So on the x-axis here, we have the level of complexity from low, medium to high. Y-axis is we have the size of team, all the way from ad hoc teams where maybe a couple people start maybe some small hackathon project that they're working on in their garage to something more advanced at the enterprise, right? So on the low end here, you might have very small projects. Maybe it's just one or two people that are coding something up. Here, maybe they just need a tool like Wunderlist or Outlook. All right, they're just creating tasks that really only they care about. These are tasks that I just need to keep track of. I've got a short list. Maybe it used to be a sticky note, but now I've got it in Wunderlist so I can have it on my mobile phone. I can take it with me, right? But here, it's not really too important for my other team members to know what I'm working on because it's really just pertinent to me. But now as these projects progress and they kind of snowball, like maybe that hackathon project has turned into something that we actually want to build. This happens pretty frequently at Microsoft. Here now you start thinking, wow, maybe we actually do need to share this information across the team. Maybe we need to have some more visibility into what other people are doing. Maybe we actually need to keep track of whether we've completed our architecture doc or finished the testing or deployed it to our different environments or something like that. So here's where some of the more collaborative tools come into play, and we'll show some of this in a bit. Here we actually have SharePoint, where you can start collaborating on your documents. Here we have Project, of course. You can use that, right, to start managing your projects. And we recently introduced Microsoft Planner. Who's heard of Microsoft Planner? Woo! Brand new Office 365 service. So we really recently introduced that has a super deep integration to Office 365 Groups, which is one of the hottest things in Office right now. So as things progress there, okay, this is great, and you're starting to collaborate a little bit, but all of a sudden you realize, wow, okay, if we're gonna ship our products, and maybe they're gonna be used by like government agencies and deliver these to external customers, we might need a little more structure around these, right? We might actually have to keep track of what we're doing, maybe audit things a little bit, communicate external status, possibly report up to our C-level executives and manage a portfolio of several projects. This is where things like Project Online come into play. Here you can store a nice set of projects in your portfolio. You can access this through Office 365. And then you can leverage tools like Power BI, Power BI Dashboard, Power Apps to start building great visualizations. So this is kind of a quick summary of all the different tools that we have. And it really depends on the scenario that you're trying to address and which one you want to use.
And one of the quick things is, in spite of these wide variety of technologies, they all work together if you want to. For example, when you think about SharePoint, which we'll show you in a second, is, well, ducks, you know, SharePoint's great, sites, documents, tasks, but I need to put dependencies in there. Well, guess what? It works with Project on the desktop as well, and we'll talk about that. Things like Planner, as Mike mentioned, it's new, but there's going to be deeper integrations down the road across these different technologies as well. Wunderlist, for example, it's free, right, Mike?
Right.
You can download on your phone, you have Wunderlist. Planner, if you already have Office 365, you're not paying anything extra, you get it. And later, again, Mike will show you how to start using it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to jump into demos, but to put things in perspective, we're talking about project management success. Well, Duck's great. These are all tools. But how can I start thinking about these tools and how to start using it effectively? Well, really, there's three steps. First step is, in any project, small, large, 2 people, 100 people, it's very, very critical that people be able to get on the same page right away and collaborate efficiently. Once you start working on the project, from planning to working on it, working on documents. Second is to be able to manage effectively. And when we talk about managing effectively, you know, it could be at a resource level, update my time. It could be from a PM perspective, let me look at all my projects, my resources, how they're doing. Or it could be from an executive level, let's look at my portfolio, let's look at what the demand looks like. And then lastly, through time, you want to win. And what I mean by winning is the needs of the companies change. In spite of all the great options Microsoft has, some of you may say, well, ducks, I need to connect this to my line of business system because financial data of my projects doesn't sit in Project. Y'all with me? Some of your financial data may sit in SAP or in some other financial systems. How do we do that? So we'll definitely talk about that. So without further ado, let's kind of go ahead and step through these three scenarios and see how we can do all this. So first things first. Let's talk about collaboration. Now, a lot of you at this point should be familiar with SharePoint. So when you think about earlier when Mike was showing the complexity, when you need to start working with teams, right? First thing that you typically do, hey, my boss assigned me a project, let me fire off an email. Hey, Sam, you worked on this project, you have templates for that. Then Sam replies and copies a bunch of people. I think Mignon, Joe, Tom has it. And then that just snowballs. You've been in that game, the snowball and conversations branch. I mean, that's okay, but it could be better. And that's where SharePoint comes in. You can start and spawn off a SharePoint site for the purpose of team collaboration around the project. Now, certainly, you know, I won't go into any deep coverage of this. There's a lot of great resources that we'll share. But simple things, right? I can go to my SharePoint site, and by default, if you create a SharePoint site, it's going to provide you a out-of-the-box task list. And let me kind of go back here in a second. I want to show you the timeline view. And then in the task list, you can add tasks, and this is what's called the timeline view, and have information for you available so that you can see what's important, what's highlighted, and whatnot. Now, the other thing is, apart from adding tasks, let's say, you know what? I'm a Microsoft Project desktop kind of person. Anybody use Microsoft Project on the desktop? And you know what happens when you email your Microsoft Project file to your team, right? It comes back as Word because nobody knows how to use it, yeah? So you don't have to deal with that anymore. UPMs who love Project, you can still do it. And what you do is, certainly you can open this task list directly in Microsoft Project. And that's the beautiful integration with the different technologies Microsoft provides. Anything you update in the desktop Microsoft Project will sync back to the task list in the SharePoint site so that your team members can certainly leverage without using Project. Y'all follow me? Good, so that's where Microsoft Project comes in, or Microsoft SharePoint comes in, from perspective of being able to collaborate and work with your team accordingly. From task lists, to documents, to calendaring, to issues lists, and deliverables, all that good stuff. What about Planner, Mike?
Let's take
can
a
you
look.
Show a little Planner?
All right. I'll flip over here to my mail. So if you're working in SharePoint, there's probably a good chance your organization has maybe thought about taking a look at Office 365 Groups. How many people have thought about looking at Groups? Good show of hands. Yep, pretty much everybody there. So Office 365 Groups really gives you that ability to create a team that can work together. And you already get a SharePoint site, you get a OneNote notebook, you get a conversations feed, and you get a whole host of artifacts that are all tied together. So if I'm working here in my email, on the left-hand side, I've got a list of all of my Office 365 groups. So if I click that here, now I'm actually looking at some of my group content here in my feed and my mail. But you'll see here, there's a brand new option, a lot of people might not have seen this yet, called Planner. So now, in my Office 365 group, which is tied to my SharePoint site and tied to some of my other content, I can actually jump directly over here to Planner, and now I can create a plan for my Office 365 group. So the tasks in SharePoint are great, and that's a really good place to track those, but if you want something that's tied to that deep groups experience, you can use Planner. So here I've got a board that's created, it's tied to my Office 365 group, and I've got a whole set of tasks. I have this nice walkthrough that actually explains how to use Planner, how to add team members, and how to update tasks. So here I've got a whole set of cards. These are assigned to different individuals. I can look at the date that they're due. I can see whether or not they're complete or behind schedule. And then over here, I've got my full list of team members. So this is my whole team that's tied to my group. And these columns are actually referred to as buckets. So these are actually custom created. I can create a new one here. Maybe I want to call this, let's call this final prep for conference. So I can create a new bucket, and all I really need is the name of my task. I can just say book venue, and I can say book catering. Great, two most important things, right? Place, what are we gonna eat? So now I've got that in my planner plan. Now I need to assign this to somebody, right? So I've got my whole team up here. I can actually say, all right, well, you know, Alex has some time. Maybe I wanna assign it to Alex. Let's open this up. I can click Add Assignment, give this to Alex, and now I can start updating some of the other information in my task as well. I'm going to show you a little trick, probably my favorite way to assign a task. If I look over here, let's say Patty's working on my talking points, I can actually take Alex's face and I can drag it right onto my task. Pretty cool? Round of applause for dragging Alex's face over there. It's kind of neat. So we really try to make it a much more visual interaction, right, where you have this dynamic layout of these cards rather than a kind of a boring old list. So here in Planner, I've got all my different tasks. I'll just show you a couple more things. If I pop open my marketing campaign, I've actually linked this, or I actually uploaded a PowerPoint doc to the SharePoint files location, and it's linked directly to my task. So in the old days, you'd say, oh, I have this this deck I have to create for the Ignite conference. Yeah, I'll remember to do that later. And then what happens? You have to go search around in your email or find your recent documents in PowerPoint to see which one I'm working on. Now I've got a list of tasks I need to complete, and it's linked directly to the document that needs to be done. And here, we actually took this a step further, and we extracted the image preview, and now that shows on my task right here in Planner. So that's how we got all these beautiful, beautiful images. Pretty cool. Round of applause for linking documents to tasks.
So Mike, I mean, it's awesome how you can quickly collaborate, you know, from email to groups to Planner. But let's say, okay, the project's going on. How can I manage from a management perspective? Just looking at Planner, is there an easy way to kind of manage, so to speak, what's going on?
Yeah, it gets pretty tricky, right? Because I think eventually you have a bunch of tasks in here, and it's great that they're assigned. But then you start asking questions like, well, which ones are overdue and who's overloaded? In addition to this board view, we included a charts view for this specific plan. So if I flip over to this, we have a whole set of visualizations that we create out of the box in Planner. And so here I can see exactly how many tasks are assigned to each team member, how many are in progress, how many are not started, how many are overdue. So here, if I want to manage my plan, I might say, oh, well, Alex is pretty overloaded, so let's try to maybe balance some of his work. I can actually click Alex's name, and on the right side here, we filter this whole list of tasks. So now I can actually say, oh, well, you know what? I just dragged his face on interview talking points. That was a mistake. Let's actually assign this to somebody else. I can access my full list of team members, maybe give this to Emily, and then just like that, I've kind of balanced the load that Alex has to do. Pretty cool? How do you like that, huh? So now, in addition to managing a single plan, there's a good chance you probably belong to many groups and you have many plans, right, on your plate. So here in Planner, we have another view. If I click the Planner Hub, this actually takes you one level up. So here I can see the full list of groups across Office 365. So here I belong to all of these groups. In groups, you have the opportunity to mark something as a favorite. It means it's a group that you're particularly interested in. And here, these larger visualizations at the top are all of my favorites. So here we actually bubble this up and we create this nice visualization that shows how many tasks are in progress, how many tasks are not started, and how many tasks are late for a particular plan. Pretty cool?
Yep.
That's a good way to manage tasks across the group. I'll show one final thing. This is one last visualization. Since we did mention you might belong to many, many plans, if I click My Tasks, this is actually a really interesting view because this aggregates all of your tasks across all of your plans. If it loads, we'll see. We'll give it another sec. Let me refresh the page here. So we'll give that a sec. But, oh well, while it's loading, I'll just explain that. This is a view that actually aggregates all the tasks across your plans. So if you're back here in the Planner Hub and you belong to like marketing, engineering, product launch, we actually surface that up to the end user. So hopefully I can show that later. But that's
awesome.
Kind of
now,
a quick overview.
So this is great. Yeah, let's give Mike a big hand. Awesome. Now, let me kind of go back to what we're all familiar with, right? SharePoint. So we talked about in SharePoint, collaboration great. Planner, collaboration great. Managing great. So, Batox, you know, this looks cool, but we're not there yet. How can I manage my projects using SharePoint as a platform? So going back to my SharePoint site, certainly you can start putting all the necessary documents and tasks and all that. And from a management perspective, keep in mind SharePoint is really, really good to manage a single project. Anything about that project, you're good. You know, resources can go to the task list and update their task, update their time, be it, you know, actual hours to percent complete or duration complete, all that good stuff. Now, if you want to consider, well, this is good, but Ducks, you know, we're a bigger organization. Most likely, my resources are working on 10 projects at the same time. I'm managing 20 projects. What's my option, right? So the great option that you can consider is, let me bring up, is Project Online. So we talked about earlier, Mike had that graph where you start with Wunderlist, Outlook, SharePoint, Planner, Project, and Project Online on top. If you're in a situation where you're dealing with multiple projects, multiple resources, that's where SharePoint reaches limit. You move up. That's where Project Online comes in. And in full transparency, Project Online has a separate licensing SKU. We'll give you information later on the costing and also how you turn that on. But Planner comes with Office 365. You don't pay for anything extra. Project Online is a separate SKU. Now, in Project Online, just like any other Microsoft technology, it works hand in hand with all the existing technologies that's already sitting in Office 365. In fact, Project Online is built on top of SharePoint, so it kind of sort of looks like SharePoint. So if I log in, right, depending on who I am, if I'm a user, I log in, right away I can see how I can track my work. Show me all the projects I'm working on. Show me all the tasks that I have. So kind of similar and synonymous to what Mike was talking about in My Task in Planner. You have an aggregate view of the task that's intended for me as a resource of a project. Now, moving further, let's say I have elevated role in the organization. Let's say I'm a project manager, portfolio manager, resource manager. Certain capabilities would be available for me. So I'm logged in as an admin. That's why I see everything. So what about from an all-up organizational perspective? So let's say I'm the PMO director, I'm an executive, and I want to see all our projects that's happening. So in a quick glance, I can see an overview of all the different projects that I have in my organization. I can certainly create and define different views. And if you've been working with a Microsoft project in the past, you know, you should be familiar with a lot of different views, a lot of the different custom fields and columns you can create. And let's say, you know, you want to track certain things across projects, you can certainly do so. Now, let's say something stood out there and you're looking at, okay, how come this is still not done? I can click on it. And when I click on it, it drills down to the project itself. And the beauty of it is, again, well, Dux, that kind of looks like Microsoft project. It is. And listen, this is very important. If your user does not have Microsoft project and they still want to use that Microsoft project-like capability, guess what? They could do it in the browser from an iPad, from an Android device. It doesn't matter now, because back in the days, the issue was, oh, you got to have Windows because that's where project lives. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Forgive my heavy accent. I'm just trying to be a little southern here. I'm from the deep south, Manila, Philippines. Now, so this is how you can manage your project. Let's talk about resource management, right? So this is one of the most pressing issues in a lot of organizations today. Resourcing. You got to do more with less, do new with less. At any given point in time, it's really hard to understand how much demand and capacity we can take in to work on projects. But what if, just what if, I can tap into, this is what's called the enterprise resource pool, and I can look at a couple people. Let me look at Aaron, Adam, and Alex, and let me look at what they're working on, right? So in a quick glance, real-time report, I can pull up what people are working on, their assigned work, their actual work, when start date, and all that good stuff. In a more visual way, let's say I want to do some capacity planning with the same set of resources, it's going to help me show resource utilization. Y'all see that? Yeah? And not only that, if I want to specify a date range, it'll continue to show me this. And boy, in with a lot of customers I talk to, this alone is gold. Because today, just dealing with Excel and figuring out what people are working on, emails back and forth, it's not just efficient, as efficient as it should be. And certainly, as you may imagine, this ties into your AD platform. It's going to pull users that you deem that should be part of the project. And all these things can certainly work together. The other thing I want to show you from a reporting perspective, you know, when we think about management, right, there's different layers of management with the project. A resource, a project manager, executive portfolio manager. Built into this, there's a lot of integration points with, again, like I said, existing Microsoft technologies. So I've got customers where they love using Excel, right? I've got customers where, is it loading? It needs Silverlight. But when there's screenshots of this, but what you could do is you can pull all this information up leveraging existing technologies such as Excel Online, and certainly you can open it up in your local machine as well.
You want me to walk through some of the Power BI scenarios?
Yeah, so we talked about being able to collaborate efficiently, manage efficiently, but what I'd like Mike to show, since he's the Power BI guru here, in fact, he has a session on Power BI, a full hour, he's gonna show all the Power BI goodness that we can complement Project Online with.
Great, so like Duck said, we do leverage all the great technologies like Excel, Power BI, Power Apps that are out there for visualizations. So if you look at Project Online, there's actually a brand new tile that we just added recently that says connect to Power BI, right? So if you click this, it'll actually take you out to powerbi.com and it'll log you in with the same credentials that you're using in Project Online. And then you can start building dashboards and reports and then sharing these across your organization. So here, this is actually a link directly to the Project Online Power BI content pack that we built. So this is totally free. You can add this to your Project Online tenant, and it provides a data set that's already connected to your Project Online data. So it's pretty exciting being able to extract that data from Office 365 and then build reports and dashboards around it. So I'll just touch on this briefly. I've already got this installed just to kind of show you what it looks like. But here in the workspace, Power BI, like Duck said, I have a full session on Friday that spent 75 minutes going super deep into this stuff, so feel free to come by. But at a very high level, Power BI is a cloud-based analytics service that lets you share your reports and dashboards across your organization. So here in my workspace, after installing that content pack, I get this data set that's connected to Project Online. I have a set of reports that pull in things like how many issues do I have, how many risks, are my projects in compliance, are they out of date, and then all of that is pinned and served up via these dashboards. So here I've got dashboards that look at like my baseline work, what's been completed, what's still in progress, my overdue and upcoming milestones, burn downs, all kinds of great visualizations. So this is a great way to report on that data, extract it out, and report up to your C-level executives.
Yeah, and you know, but one thing I forgot, you know, Mike and everybody else, this is some secret to career success. When you go back to work on Monday, and for you too, Mike, there's just one word that will help your career. When you see your boss, one word, dashboard, instant promotion. Right? Good. So let me cover the last piece. So we talked about collaborating effectively, managing efficiently. The last piece of the puzzle for project management success is to win consistently. And Microsoft allows you to do that. Now, all this phenomenal capabilities, and if it's still not enough, what are your options? There's a great partner ecosystem. You can go to the Office store where you can have apps plugged in to any of these technologies. So for example, I added this app called AppPoint Meetings, and I'll just bring it up. In fact, let me go to my... There you go. Let me bring up the meeting. So this is a free app called AppPoint Meetings. And what it does, it keeps track of your project meetings. It has integration not only with your project site, it also integrates with Exchange Online and Outlook. And it's also available with an iPad app as well, and it's free. So what you could do is, you know, all your project meetings, you can track all the status, agenda items, time, and then if an action is assigned, it automatically gets added to people's tasks in their Outlook. That's called micromanagement right there. But there's tons of this stuff. If you want to extend this further, line of business integration through OData, CSOM, the new SharePoint framework, because Project is a SharePoint, Project Online, SharePoint-based technology, you can certainly expand around that. So hopefully this gives you a quick view, quick glance. If you want to sample and play with these technologies, please stop by the office booth. Check out Mike with the planner project team. What do you guys think? Useful? All right, now, before I forget, we're going to give away a couple of things here. I have a couple of tickets to win a Ducati. I don't know if you guys saw the Ducati already. I mean, you may win. So, Mike, you want to ask just simple three questions? I'll give this away.
Yeah, sure. Let's see. What is the newest Office 365 service that plugs into Office 365 groups? Planner.
There you go. All right. Thank you.
What is the reporting technology recently released by Microsoft? Yes, Power BI.
All right.
You already got one? Okay. Who raised their hand second? Who was that? I saw
somebody. Somebody else said Power BI, yeah?
Somebody else said, yeah, right there with the glasses?
All right, there you go.
Okay.
All right, let me ask this. When was Microsoft Project first released?
Ooh. That's a good
one. You know?
88? Okay. All right. Phew. I know. I work on the project team.
Yeah, you should. That was a test for Mike here.
Yeah. Did I get the ticket to the county?
What? Who said 87? Anybody said 87? No? Okay, no, it's actually 88, but she got it. All right, thank you. Well, thanks again, gang. Appreciate your time. And this is recorded. Feel free to check it out online, but hit us up on Twitter. But enjoy the rest of the conference. Thank you.
Thank you.